WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and by PCB Wealth Management. Will you be ready for retirement? Let's plan today. With a look at some more postseason honors in high school sports, here's Phil Nee.
The Regent Valley All-Conference Boys Basketball selections have been announced. First-team All-Conference is voted on by the coaches. From DeSoto, Jackson Trussoni is senior. Ithaca senior, Devin Eim. Kickapoo seniors, Arlen Walter and Malachi McCauley. North Crawford senior, Cullen Jacobus. Seneca senior, Jackson Konachek. And Cooper Lummis from Wazika Steuben. Second team All-Conference Richmond Valley Boys players, from DeSoto junior Adam Venner, Kickapoo seniors Brecken Miller and Adric Egge, from Lafarge senior William Wirtz, North Crawford juniors Landry Staluka and Zach Bender, and Seneca senior Hunter Hagensack. The honorable mention list includes North Crawford's Sawyer Staluka, who is a senior, Gage Wall, a senior from Seneca, and Isaac Jennings, a Weston senior. The all-sportsmanship team, Austin DeFlorian of DeSoto, a senior, Keegan Jones, a senior from Ithaca, Warren Huey, a senior from Kickapoo, Lafarge senior Brian Potter, North Crawford senior A.J. Anderson, Seneca senior Caden Roberts, from Wazika Steuben, Theo Millen, a senior, and senior Trevor Westfall, of Weston. The player of the year, as voted on by the coaches, was Arlen Walter of Kickapoo. The Panthers won the conference, going 13-1. North Crawford was 11-3. DeSoto 10-4. Ithaca and Seneca both 8-6. Wazika Steuben was 3-11. Lafarge 2-12. And Weston 1-13. The coach of the year, the coach of the conference champion Kickapoo Panthers, Matt Wood. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. And the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament is taking place at the Kohl Center today. It got underway today, and the first games in the afternoon were from Division III. In the semifinals, in Game 1, it was Seymour beating St. Croix Central by a score of 67-49, and Racine St. Catharines defeated Lake Mills 72-66. And tonight's games at starting at 6:35. In the first game, it'll be Bondiwell taking on Cambridge, and in the second game, it'll be Milwaukee Juno playing against Regis. Then tomorrow at 9:05 a.m. in Division 5, the first game will be Reedsville against Sheboygan Lutheran, and then in the second game, it'll be Prentice taking on Southwestern. Also tomorrow at 1:35 in Game 1 of Division 2 semifinals, it'll be Slinger taking on McFarland and West Salem against Whitefish Bay. And at 6:35 tomorrow evening in Division 1 semifinals, it'll be Wisconsin Lutheran playing against Appleton North. And DePere will be taking on Madison Memorial. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Chase Johnston made his first two-point basket of the season, a fast-break layup with 11.7 seconds remaining that gave number 12 seed High Point an 83-82 victory over fifth-seeded Wisconsin in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Johnston finished with 14 points, including 4 three-pointers for the Panthers, who were 10.5-point underdogs, according to BetMGM Sportsbook. He came in shooting 64 of 136 from three-point range, but 0 of 4 inside the arc. The Panthers will face either 13th seed Hawaii or number 4 seed Arkansas in the second round. Nick Boyd finished with 27 points for Wisconsin. Other games that were played today include TCU beating Ohio State 66-64. It was Nebraska defeating Troy 76-47. Louisville beat South Florida 83-79. It was Duke over Siena 71-65. And Vanderbilt defeated McNeese State 78-68. Games, also, we got one more final in. It was Arkansas beating Hawaii 97-78. So Arkansas will play in that second round game against High Point. And also in the second half, with 104 left in the game, it is Michigan State leading North Dakota State, I'm sorry, by a score of 89-67. The NCAA tournament brackets have already been busted for millions of college basketball fans. High Point's upset of Wisconsin played a major factor in ending the hopes of a perfect bracket for more than 25 million who entered ESPN's Perfect Bracket Challenge. The network reported that just under 900,000 perfect brackets remained after the first wave of games. The results were nearly identical for those who entered the challenge at NCAA.com, with more than 96% of the bracket entries already eliminated. The odds of correctly picking every game during the three-week tournament can rise up to as much as 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Multiple reports indicate that the Bucks want to shut down their best player for the final 14 games of the regular season. He's resisting the idea. Milwaukee is more than six games out of qualification for the NBA play-in tournament. ESPN reports the two-time MVP is expected to be out for at least a week with his latest injury, suffered on Sunday, a hyperextension and bone bruise. Antetokounmpo has reportedly had multiple meetings with team management since then, and he is said to be adamant about wanting to return to the court. And the Brewers have released preliminary plans for a new outdoor plaza at American Family Field. TMJ4 is reporting that the facility will be a free open access space available on game days. It is to be called the UW Credit Union Plaza. The Brewers say they want to extend the ballpark experience beyond the gates. There will be a beer garden, a stage, and an area for kids. And in spring training today, the Brewers are playing a night game. They're playing against the Texas Rangers, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pregame will start at 8, and first pitch will be at 8:10.